This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster. You hear him here on 96.5 The Fan, and you'll hear him throughout the weekend as the Royals are in the Motor City taking on the Detroit Tigers. Jake, good to have you on the show again, man. I saw your post this morning. It looked like you had a nice early start right there in downtown Detroit or somewhere in Detroit. Have a nice cup of coffee and everything. How's the road trip treating you individually? We'll get to the performance on the field in a bit.
You know that wherever we go, you can count on me finding some kind of breakfast place or local coffee shop and having a nice latte or coffee somewhere. It's actually one of my favorite things to do when we travel is to find kind of these different, you know, smaller, you know, family-owned local coffee places and just kind of sit and enjoy some coffee and get the day started.
So it looks like you went latte today, huh? Is that what we're...
I went latte today. Yeah, there's a spot. There's a spot out here called Commonwealth Cafe, great breakfast place, and they've got an excellent maple latte. So that's what was in the cup this morning.
Since that feels like something you should have gotten in Canada, but that's fine. I'll let it go. But when you...
We're close enough. I just hop off the river.
Yeah, he's a bridge away. You know?
That's true. Fair enough. That's true. Since we're already talking food, we might as well start there. Dippin' Dots, underrated, properly rated, or overrated?
I mean, it's been the ice cream of the future since, what, 1984?
Exactly.
So I feel like they're a little over their skis a little bit. I mean, if it were the ice cream of the future 40 years ago, I feel like it's either the ice cream of the present or we need a different slogan. Look, I like Dippin' Dots just fine, but it doesn't really compare to real ice cream, in my opinion.
That's it. It's like worse than even Froyo. If I want ice cream, I want real ice cream, not Dippin' Dots. Not cotton candy flavored frozen.
I'm good for Dippin' Dots like once a season, maybe.
Okay. I didn't know. We wanted to at least address that. It's important stuff.
It was very important stuff that had to be discussed.
It sounds like there's a pretty good spot opening up that I should be trying to get into. I'd like to get filled in on that.
We'll
get there. Now we need your help and advice for a second. In your time in the minors, my guess is you went through Springfield at some point in time.
So I was never in the Texas League. I have not been through Springfield, but I know many people that have. So if you want me to cook up a couple of recommendations, I can reach out to some folks.
Please
and
do.
What I can find for you.
We wanted some tips. We were going to ask you about the ballpark. Everybody says Hammonds Field is great. That's where we're going to watch the Naturals play with Cags and everybody in a couple weeks. But every person that texts in said, if you've never been there, it's one of the nicest minor league parks. Right? Okay.
Yeah, I've sadly never been. Was never in that league, but I've heard good things.
Let's talk about the team on the field a little bit. Obviously, it's been a struggle for the Royals. Last night, a little bit different than the previous week, where they got runners on base, but then were still unable to get them home. 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. We think it's the top of the order. We think it's India and Vinny and these guys who need to step up first. Where are you seeing the biggest problems with the offense?
Yeah, it's a little hard to pin down because it's more or less the same group that last year were world beaters with runners in scoring position and were creating, you know, these frenzied innings, these frenzied hitting situations like HUD likes to say, you know, on the TV side. And so it's a little bit perplexing, you know, what the differences are this year compared to last year. Digging into some of the batted ball data is interesting. You know, the Royals lead baseball in balls pulled in the air. When you dig into that a little bit further, most of that are pop-ups. The Royals also lead the majors in pop-up rate, and so that's, you know, kind of one of the more concerning batted ball trends, because if you pop the ball up 99 times out of 100, that's going to be an out, and usually it's not a productive one in a sac fly situation or anything like that. So the pop-ups are really the more concerning batted ball trend. Pulling the ball in the air in general is a good thing. It's how you do damage in the game today. And you look at the other teams that, you know, are near the top of baseball and balls pulled in the air, and it's the Cubs who lead the majors in runs scored, and the Dodgers are right up there. And frankly, anything that the Dodgers are doing right now, you want to try and emulate in some way. And so there are some underlying things about this offense that tell me that, you know, this is a spurt and not an entire, you know, thing that we're dealing with over the course of the season. Not to mention the fact, you know, I was looking at, you know, Salvador Perez's batted ball stuff this morning, and I've kind of been keeping a closer eye on it because he's been one of the unluckiest players in baseball this year. I mean, he hit another missile last night that, you know, if the wind's going in a different direction or it's a little bit warmer out, it's like 10 rows deep. But last night, it's a flyout. And I feel like there's been a lot of that so far this season. I was talking about this on the air last night. There's been a lot of moments, whether it's batted balls or situations or pitches or things like that, where we've been saying, well, if this, or if only that, or what if this? And the Royals feel this season that in a lot of the games, they've been in an if play away from having the score flipped in their direction.
What have you seen in the clubhouse? You're there every single day. You've been with this team just about as much as anybody over the last year or two. Is the confidence waning at all? Is obviously frustration would be understandable. It's certainly there for fans as well. So what's kind of the mood that you've seen during this losing streak and really what has become so far a season long, even as early as it is, offensive struggle?
Well, I think one of the really great things that Matt Quatrero has done in his tenure as Royals manager is really impress upon these guys of this today mindset that we talked about a lot last year, and that hasn't been as profound this year. It's not like they've got new t-shirts this year, but the mindset is still there, and grinding for that at bat on that pitch and in this situation is still there. And I do think that the Royals coaching staff and the Royals clubhouse, you know, by extension, has done a really good degree. It's done a really good job of staying kind of focused on the moment in today as opposed to yesterday or tomorrow or this stretch where it's been a struggle to score runs. Sure, there's frustration, but there's also, you know, the same amount of hard work going into today's game as yesterday's game. I haven't seen necessarily, you know, guys gripping the bat a little bit tighter or pressing, if you will. That hasn't been super noticeable. It just seems like things are not falling or clicking the way that we've been accustomed to watching this group, you know, have things go offensively.
Is this, I guess, you know, like, and you follow baseball a lot. The Royals obviously were trying to work on their on-base percentage. That was part of the reason they went after Jonathan India. Is this just the kind of streaks a team is going to go through when they do have a history of not being a huge on-base team? I feel like the slides are more, I don't know, like more pronounced when you're a team that has never been particularly strong at the on-base department.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I also think it's more pronounced and magnified because it's early in the season and it's the thing that we're focusing on. I do think that if this were a 5-game stretch in July and the Royals were sitting 6 games above 500, I think we'd look at it more as a blip than as a totality, which might be the case right now because we're only 20 games into the season. As far as the on-base percentage stuff goes, I think it's interesting that I think one of the Royals' strengths offensively as a team, and that has continued this year, is that this is not a team that strikes out all that much. Now, that's shown up a little bit more over the last couple of games, and you tip your cap to the pitchers on the other side, too. Remember, the pitchers are trying to get them out. But this is not a team that strikes out a ton. This is not a team that walks very much, but this is a team that has a very high contact rate. I mean, you think about guys like Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey and Michael Garcia and Jonathan India and Bobby Witt Jr. These are guys that don't necessarily draw a ton of walks aside from, you know, maybe Vinny when he's walking more, but they also don't strike out a ton, which means they're putting the ball in play a ton. And right now, you know, going back to some of the batted ball data, the issue has been that the hard hit stuff just isn't falling. You know, until Garcia's single, what was that, in the seventh or eighth last night, until that single, each of the last 5 hard hit balls that Michael Garcia had were outs. And that's the way it goes sometimes. And there's also, more pop-ups than they would like. So there's a lot of contact, and I think this is a contact-oriented team that is not seeing the kind of contact that they want early on this year.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan. We know potentially there's some roster decisions just with some guys getting healthy this weekend. I think Mark Canha, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he's eligible to come off the IL tomorrow. What do you think is likely to happen there? He was playing pretty well until he had the unfortunate collision there with the left field wall.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we saw from Mark Canha both, in the exhibition games in Texas and then early on in the season is exactly what the Royals were hoping for with Mark Canha, which is a really professional at-bat from the right side, kind of a grinded-out plate appearance, and he was off to a pretty good start. And I think, that's something that the Royals could certainly use right now, is a guy like Canha who is a lot more, drawing walks and getting on base, hit by pitches and that sort of thing. Anytime you can put a base runner on, it puts just a little bit more pressure on the opposing side. And so I think getting Mark Canha back will certainly be helpful. I don't want to go as far to say that it is the solution to the overall issue. I don't think that's fair to Mark or fair to the rest of the Royals who, are still putting in the work. And it's not as if, it's a Mark Canha lineup away from putting up 10 runs on Sunday. I don't think that's a fair thing to say, but I do think that having Mark Canha back will certainly help.
When you look at what the rest of the rotation has still been doing, look, this is optimism stuff. You obviously cover the team. We talk about this. I at least still view the idea that well, if they're going to pitch like this, I don't know how bad it can really be.
It's such a good point. It's such a good point, Cody, and I'm glad you brought that up because, this is a rotation that now in 17 of the 20 games this year, the starting pitcher has allowed 3 earned runs or fewer. 17 of the 20 games, your starting pitcher has allowed 3 earned runs or fewer. And the other 3 times that they allowed more than 3 runs, they allowed 4 runs. So you've not had a blow-up start this year. You haven't had a situation where you feel as though you've got a big hole to dig yourself out of within the first few innings. And so this rotation is keeping the Royals in the game. And unfortunately, it's been magnified because runs have been hard to come by. But if you ask me which thing is more likely to continue, which thing is more sustainable, which thing is more what you would expect, the offense, having some struggles right now, or the rotation, consistently putting up those kinds of numbers, I'm taking the rotation without blinking an eye. I think that this is a sustainable thing that the rotation is doing. There's going to be a start here or there for somebody. It's just going to happen. But more often than not, I think you're going to get quality and consistency from the rotation. And I think in the long run, that's going to put this team in positions to succeed. And ultimately, they will.
You had the coffee this morning. Are you a Detroit-style pizza guy? Where are we at? I know you're from New York, right? So I guess that's probably, I shouldn't even ask you. I know you're not going to choose that over New York style.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being totally honest, Alex, I'm a gluten-free pizza style
kind of
guy.
Okay.
So really, wherever there's a celiac-friendly slice is where I'm most happy. But if I've got to choose between the two locales, then yeah, I'm going to lean New York slice.
I mean, New York out of those as well, but also it's way, Detroit's way better than Chicago. Chicago style, it's too much sauce.
I love Chicago style pizza.
Look, I don't want to get in trouble with anybody in Chicago. It's a lovely city and I enjoy it, but that's less pizza and more pie in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Cody just calls it lasagna, which I feel like is what people say when they just don't like it.
I mean, it's not, it is more lasagna-like than eating a pizza. You've had a lot of pizza in your life. That's not exactly, that's less like pizza than a lot of other foods.
Here's what I'll say. When the best way to eat the pizza is with a fork and a knife, it's not quite pizza, in my opinion.
All right. Fair enough. You like just to fold that slice over. I get it. I'm Mr. New York. Yep. I get it. Thanks, Jake. Yep. We appreciate it.
We're not folding the point over to the back of the crust either. We're folding it in half at the back of the crust. That is the proper way to fold pizza. And I may not have had what you would consider a real slice of pizza in 15 years, but I still know my way around a pie.
There you go. All right, Jake, appreciate it, man.
You're the resident pro on this show,
Yeah, so there you go.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.